The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger. May she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas and nachas, from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
Gemara Kedushin Daf Beis, as we start the Masechta, I'd like to discuss today a very fundamental question with regards to the concept of Kedushin. It starts at the beginning of the Masechta, the first words of the Masechta. The Mishnah says that Isha Niknes B'Shloisha Drachim. A woman is acquired in three ways, B'Kesef, B'Shtar, U'Bibiyo. I'd like to focus on the word Isha Niknes. A woman is acquired. What is this kinyan? Is it a real true kinyan? Does a husband actually acquire his wife in any manner? The Ran and the Ra'ah. Look at the first Rashi's in the Masechta. The first Rashi, where Rashi says, Ha'isha niknes lebailo. A woman becomes acquired to her husband. And the Ra'ah is medayik in Rashi. The reason why Rashi says lebailo, it seems to be an extra word. Isha niknes labailo. Of course labailo. Says the Ra'ah, Rashi is coming to explain that a woman is not owned by her husband. Isha niknes labailo for whatever kedushin tuzayif, whatever kedushin puts into place. Now the Ran adds the words, Isha niknes labailo lahatzricha mimenu get, to require her to have a get if she wants to be married to anybody else. Now we find a few concepts in Kedushin. There is a concept of mominus, which we have to define over here. Is there any ownership? Is there any type of mominus? Is there any type of monetary ownership that a husband has over on his wife? We know that Kedushin does create a kinyan, an isser, that when a person marries his wife, the woman becomes usser on the entire world, and he's only mutter to her. If we turn the page to the Beis on a Beis, we find the Tosfos says, the reason the Gemara says, why is it called Kedushin? The usser lo akul alma kehektish. She becomes usser on the entire world, just like Hektish is usser, and the Torah actually tells us, Umo'al Umo'al Bashem. When the Torah refers to somebody violating the institution of Kedushin, the Torah calls it a Me'ilo, you're Moil, just like Hektish. Now Tosfos says, on the basis of the Ramasal, the Osala Kula Amuka Hegdish says, Toysis are at Mekudeshus Li. That that he says, that when the husband turns to his wife under the chuppah and says, Areat Mekudeshus Li with Tabat Zu. Kidat Moshe Yisrael. What does it mean, Mekudeshus Li? Leo is Li Mekudeshus La Oilam Bishvili. You are Mekudesh to the entire world. You are Osir on the entire world like Hegdish because of me. Because of my Maisa Kedushin. Just like Hektish. So, what we find in Kedushin, a few different aspects. There's the aspect of ownership, like we'll discuss. We know that we learn the halacha that a person can be Kaddish's wife with Kesef. We learn that from a Zereshava of Kicho, Kicho Miste Ephraim. It says in the Torah with regards to Kedushin, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. And it says in the Torah with regards to the purchase, Avram's purchase of Ste Ephraim from Ephraim of the Marzah Machpelah, the Torah tells us, Nasati Kesef Asodah Kach Mimeni. Kach, again the word Kach. The Torah learns out, the Gemara learns out, that just like a person acquires a Sodah with the Kinyan of Kesef by giving a down payment, by giving money, so too a person acquires, so to speak, his Isha with the purchase, with giving Kesef. That's how we know that Kesef works to effectuate a valid Maisa Kedusha. The question is, we know that Kedushin does a few things. Kedushin is an acquire, you're acquiring your wife, the mominess, which you have to discuss. Then there's the Isser. The fact that when I make a Kedushin, she becomes Usser on everybody else. And some want to say that that's called a Kinyan Isser. Similar, of course, not to compare it, but there is such a thing as a Kinyan Isser and an Eved. When a person purchases an Eved Kenaini, he goes to the Shuk and he purchases an Eved Kenaini or an Oma of Ria. He's actually purchasing the Eved, he owns an ownership, a Kinyan Kaspoi in the Eved, that he becomes his ownership. And with that comes Yisurim as well. The Eved now becomes like a half of a Jew. He has similarities to a Yid. He's now chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha, lola meisha, the kinyan. When a person acquires the eved, it creates an ownership, and it also puts an isser on, puts isurim, puts yeridaya inyanim on the eved. The eved now has different mitzvahs. He has different dinim. Halacha is now, if he becomes meshuchar, he will become a full-fledged Yid. Something happened in the Isser element of this Kenyan. So, I'd like to discuss, there are diversions of Rishonim throughout the Masechta. There's hundreds of riots from Rishonim and Achronim with regards to this. I'd like to just focus a little bit, bring some riots and some Iker Rishonim that discuss this concept, and what the Nafkamina would be if the woman is, in what manner is the woman owned by the husband, so to speak, and what nafkamina it would produce. Now we find the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis with regards to an Isha says, Ein gufa konui lo. When we talk about a woman, it says that the woman is not konui to the husband. Now what does that mean? Does it mean that it's not konui at all? It's not kinyan kaspa like an eved. She's not owned at all by the husband. It's not a real kinyan, not a real 100% kinyan. Obviously, not everybody is moida that the husband does not own the wife. The question is there any elements of ownership? Ownership can be divided in many different layers. A person can own a car, own a chafetz, with regards to being able to sell it. He can own it with regards to it going up in value. He'll gain from it. There's many different elements. He has if it goes and it's mazik, since he owns it, he's responsible for its for the hezek that it produces. There's many different layers of ownership. So we have to discuss and really uncover, with regards to what, is there any type of ownership over here? How do we understand the Isha Niknes? Is that a real Kinyan or not? The Gemara of Gimel and Beis brings down that wants to learn out the fact that a father would get Kesef Kedushin, that if a father marries off his young daughter, which he has the authority to do, who gets the Kesef of Kedushin? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Dorim, that just like he is, that this girl is Tachas Rishusai with regards to Hafaras Dorim, it should also be Tachas Rishusai with regards to Kesef of Kedushin. And the Gemara says, Ein Lilmoid Min Dorim, we cannot learn it out from the Dorim, because Itzum Mimoina Meisur Lo Yalfino. We don't learn out Mamoin, we don't learn out monetary Halacha is from Isser, and Nedarim is an Isser, and the Gemara is calling Kedushin a monetary halacha. Some Rishonim say that it doesn't mean that the woman would be necessarily konui, owned by the Baal, but rather, with regards to the Kesef of Kedushin, who owns the actual Prutza, who owns the actual money that is paid for the Kedushin, that goes to the father, and that we can't learn from Nedarim. That's Momen, that's definitely Momen. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to bring a raya from the Gemara and the Gimel and Beis to our question. Is a woman owned at all by her husband, is this kinyan that she, that the husband is making, ha'isha niknes b'shloshet drachim, b'shloshet drachim, is this kinyan a kinyan kesef, is this a monetary ownership at all? Is there any hint to any type of monetary ownership? The Tashbetz in Chelek Beis Simen Samach Zayin says that it must be a monetary ownership, because in order for a person to make somebody else usur, there's a cloud, Ein Adam Oyser Dover She'ein Oyshaloi. One cannot create an isser on anything that does not belong to them. Says the Tashbetz, we see from here that there is some type of ownership. If a husband could create an isser on this woman, he must have ownership. The Gemara in Ksuvis, which we learned a while back, the beginning of the Gemara in Ksuvis discusses if a person gets married, makes a kedushin, and those days of kedushin was many months earlier. If 12 months go by and he has not made an nisuin, he must then start to feed her, and he's chayiv in her mezonos. The Gemara says that what happens if he's not able to marry her, he's not able to create a nisuin, and it's something that's totally out of his control. Says the Gemara that he would have to feed her. He would be chayiv in mezonos because it's nistachba sodeyu. It's his problem. When a person, when the Gemara compares it to a person who purchases a sode, you purchase a field, and all of a sudden there's a flood in the field. You can't go back to the seller and say your field that you sold me is defective because it got ruined, it got flooded, because that's something that happened after the fact. It's not a mum that was there integrally at the time of the purchase, and therefore we say nistach basadeh. Once you buy something, it's yours. You have to live with its defects. You have to live with its problems. Says the Gemara. Similarly, if you're mekadesh an isha, and the isha now that it's not possible to give her nisuin, is it oynis? It's not his fault. The Tosis explains because an isha is a soda labal. The isha is compared to the soda. It's an acquisition. The Tosis Rosh says it even more blatant, more clear. The Tosis Rosh says isha kinyan kaspoi. The isha is an acquisition of the baal with regards to this. K'may avdoi, just like his eved or his shor chamor, a regular day to day transaction acquisition. It definitely is compared in some manners to an acquisition. The Sma, the Sefer Meir Sinaim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says a very famous Yesoid, which we'll discuss, Amir Tzashem on Dav Dalet, and that is that when a person uses the kinyan which we call kesef, we just mentioned that Isha nicknames b'shloisha. Isha, there's three drachim where an Isha had to acquire an Isha. One is kesef, and we learned out of the Soda, says the Sma, that when a person acquires something with kesef, it has to be kesef shivui, which means, which we'll explain in Mitzvah Shem, and of Dalit, when a person gives a pruta, the mere fact that he received value, the value of the pruta, that is what effectuates the kinyan and pushes the soda back into the buyer's domain, under the buyer's ownership. It's the value of the pruta, the value of the kesef. We'll discuss the nafkaminas. If it's possible, let's say a kinyan where you won't get the value. If the understanding is that you'll get the pruta back afterwards, you're not getting the value of the pruta, does that effectuate a kinyan? Says the Sma, we learn out from Stei Ephraim that the kinyan kesef was given when a person gives over the value of money. That value is what creates the reciprocal transaction, where the soda will go then to the buyer's reshus. And the Taz asks on the Sma, how can you say that you need value? We learn out kesef kedushin when you buy an isha, when you make a ma'isa kedushin with kesef, the husband is not receiving any value in return. He's getting the isha, which is not a valuable item; it's invaluable. However, you're not receiving value. You're merely creating a ma'isa kinyan. You're creating an isser. You're creating now a relationship which makes the woman asar al kul alma, and it becomes miyuchedes, like Tosfos on the Beis Avon Beis says, it becomes your exclusive relationship, but not that there's any value. So how can we say that the only way kesef works is if the seller receives the value of the kesef, and in return that value creates the kinyan, asks the Taz. But the other achrayim explain, no, that it's very possible that there is value in the isha. And they have the Meluyim, and Simon Choftes of Kotten Beis actually says a Yishu. He answers that even though, yes, an Isha, you're not receiving the value, but since an Isha, in order for her to, you definitely need the Das Makna of the Isha, the Achronim say that just like by a Kenyan acquisition, you need the seller to be maknid over to the buyer, you need the das kinyan. So by a woman, you also need the woman should give up her rights and be miyachad herself and commit to the relationship. And that commitment, even though you're not acquiring her at the end of the day, but the commitment to become your wife is valuable. And that's the value you're receiving. Not necessarily the value of what the isha is worth. An isha is priceless, but also you're not acquiring that priceless, you're not acquiring the isha, rather she's agreeing to commit to a relationship which will answer her and will become your miuchedes, it will become your exclusive relationship, and that's the value that you're receiving with regards to the kesef kedushin. So let's discuss, we basically went through the shaila. What we know that when a person gets married, she becomes mutter to him, more than a pnuya, she becomes his wife, she becomes miuchedes. This maisa kedusha, this kinyan isser, so to speak, asers her on the entire world, and everybody else becomes usser to her. Now, the question is there on top of that an acquisition, a monetary acquisition, which we discussed a few rayas each way. And let's talk a little bit about a few of the nafkaminas, a few differences in halacha, or in perspective, which come out of this big shaila. Is there a kinyan mamon? Is there an ownership? Is acquiring isha an ownership acquisition, or is it merely isser? Is it merely what's called a kinyan that creates isser, or a kinyan that... opinion of Isser, like similar to like you mentioned to an Ebbet. The first nafkamina, if there's a kinyan mamon in the isha, would be with regards to kedushin toisim. We know when a woman is married, another person cannot marry her. Now the question is why not? The Gemara tells us that the reason why a kedushin is not toifis, as we learn it out of achlis isha, we learn it out of the erva, that just like ein kedushin toifsin, a person cannot marry the sister of his wife when his wife is alive, and if he tries to marry her, it does not work, ein kedushin toifsin bo. So we learn from there that by an eishes ish or any type of erva, ein kedushin toifsin bo. Ask the achrayim, why do we need to learn it out of achlis isha? Why do we have to derive this halacha from a limud? A person cannot acquire something that is owned by somebody else. If Reuven owns this wife, this woman, so no one else can marry her because it just won't work. It belongs to Reuven. So the Gemara, the Achronim speak about the question: what happens when a person, the concept of chetzia shivchal chetzia ben chayur, is a woman who is owned by two shutfim, as an oma, as a maidservant, and one of the shutfim, let's say, are meshachar her, and this woman now is half bas chayrin and half shivcho. And the halacha is when a person lives with a chetz yishiv, chetz ben charen, there's no kares. So she's not the typical erva. Rather, there's an asham. A person has to bring an asham, but there's no kares. So the question is, the chalkas b'chaykik in Eben Ezer, Sim Mem Dalet, Sifkot Yud Gimel, along with the Bash, the Beis Shmuel and Sifkot Tezvav there, and the Bnei Yeshua, they want to say that that's why, even though there's a concept of mamoin, even though, like we mentioned, there's a kinyan, it's a kinyan mamoin in this isha, and that's why typically a person would not be able to purchase her. The reason why you need the pasuk of to learn out of achas isha, the erev of achas isha, is in this case of chetzi shivcha chetzi bas chayrin, because of the mamonist. Because in that case, there is no erva. So that's why the mammon kicks in. And since you own this isha fully, that's why kedusha will not be typhus in this woman, in this isha. However, the Avnei Milum disagrees. The Avnei Milum says no. When a person marries a chetzi shivcha and a chetzi bas chayrin, kedusha is typhus. Because the Avnei Milum is a proponent of this halacha, that there's no kinyan mammon in the isha. So we have a machlokes. If you have an isha that is not a classic erva, that marrying her does not make her into a classic achas isha, a classic erva that gets kares, rather asha, would another person be able to marry her? We have a machlokes achreinim. The chalkas mechagig and the beishmol all say that since, even though there's no erva, but since I own this isha fully, there's an ownership here. There's a kinyan mamoin, so no one else can marry her. It doesn't work. The Avnei Milum argues, no, there's no kinyan mamoin in this isha. That would be a tremendous nafkamina if there's a kinyan mamoin in the isha, because in a case where there's no kares, where there's no erva, and then if another person wants to marry, would kedushin help or not? So if there's a kinyan mamoin, I own the isha as well. If I own the isha, then I cannot, then another person cannot marry her, because it's totally owned already by somebody else. Another machlokes achreinim which we find is with regards to two people being mekadesh a woman at the same time. Halacha is a concept that kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh, any transaction that cannot work one and then the other, even if two people try to make that transaction or that ma'isa together, kol she'enei b'zeh achazeh, whatever cannot work one after the other, afil b'vatachas eino. If you try to sneak it in by doing it at the same exact time, it won't work, because since it can't work one after the other, it also can't work together. The question is, with regards to marrying a woman, if one person marries a woman and then another, in kedushin types into another, question is, what happens if they do b'vatachas? So if the reason why you can't marry this woman, two people can't marry one woman, is because ein kedushin tayfs, because of isser, so then we hear very clearly that kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh afilu b'vas achas eino. And that's why you would need the pasuk of achas isha to make her into an error, because if it was just merely a financial issue, that since you own her, I cannot marry her after you because of the kinyan mamoin in the isha, so then, if we did it together, it would work. Says the Marcheshes, the Kavus Ha'oris, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, and the Dvar Avram in Chelo Gimel, Simon Yod Ois Gimel, and the Marcheshes, they all say that that's why you need the Pasuk to learn it out of Achos Isha. Because if the reason why a second person couldn't marry is only because it's already owned by the first person, that would not be enough. Because then, if they did it together, it would work. Comes along the Torah, and the Torah says that you cannot be mekadesh in isha. Kedusha is not typhus in the isha because of a limud you learn out of achas isha because it's kares. Oh, now you can't even do it together, and you don't have the concept of kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh afilu b'vas achas eino. The Ramban in Gittin and the Avtes says that what happens if isha brings to Bezdin a get, a divorce document, So if people come and say that it is mezuyif, that it's forged, then she has to go ahead and validate the chasimais, like we learned in Gittin, you have to say ufaninechtav, etc. Says Ramban, what happens if the Baal, the husband, does not come to Beis Din? Does Beis Din do what's called ta'anina? Many times, if there's a taina in Beis Din, if there's a taina that a person, a claim that a person could actually go ahead and claim, if the person's not there, let's say he died, or he's just not around, Beis Din will many times do what's called ta'anina, which means claim the possible claim for the other party, for the litigant. Says the Ramban that we don't do ta'aninan by a get. L'fisha'ein isha zu memoina shalbaal. Very directly to our question. Because this isha is not the mamon of the baal, so we don't do ta'aninan, we don't claim for the baal because it's not his asset. It's not his owner. There's no ownership, and therefore there's no ta'aninan. Another concept we find is what happens if somebody lends money, and in return of the money he would like that she should pay him back the money plus be mikudeshes to him. So there the halacha is that that's not called ribis. Again, we find the fact that because the baal did not receive anything, he did not receive value, he did not receive an asset. He merely entered into a relationship which creates on him obligations, creates on her obligations and gets benefits, but there's no acquisition. So since there's no monetary acquisition, so we see from that halacha that would show us l'chayra that the husband is not receiving anything, any value in return. The Tosfos Riazoke later on Daf Nun Beis says that there's no issur schayra if you're mekadesh the perish shviyas. If you take Perish Shviyas, we know that anything that was grown in the Shvita year is not able to be used to purchase. You're not allowed to purchase some Perish of Shviyas. You're not allowed to use it to purchase. If a person takes Perish Shviyas and Mekadesh an Isha with it, there's no problem. It's still Mekudeshes because it's not considered an Isser Schayra because you're not acquiring anything. The Maisa Kinyan is merely effectuating the relationship, like we said. I will say two more Rayas Bezus Hashem, two more Nafgaminas, and then we will close and summarize what we've spoken today. The Prima Godin in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Lamed Tes points to the fact that the halacha is that you cannot make a ma'aseh kedusha. You're not going to marry a woman on Shabbos. Why not? Because there's a gzeira shema yichtoy. Maybe you'll write if you make a kedusha. Maybe you'll write tzuba, sign, other things. So the achronim, the ma'aseh kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Shin Lamed Tes asks point out from here that the reason why it's stated that the reason of you can't marry a woman on Shabbos is because of Gzeir Shem Yichtoiv and not because of Kinyan. You're not allowed to make a Kinyan on Shabbos. You're not allowed to acquire anything on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a transaction on Shabbos. So why does it say Gzeir Shem Yichtoiv? Says the Prima Godin, we see from here that acquiring an Isha is not a real acquisition. It's not a mamonistic a Kinyan. It's just, again, like we said, a relationship, an Isserdika. It has to do with the surim, not with a monetary acquisition. And finally, the Avnei Nezer, Avnei Ezer, Kufchav Gimel, Simen Kufchav Gimel, says that when Beis Din accepts Eidus about a Gedusha, the questions of the Baal have to be present. We know by the Torah, both parties have to be present. Says the Avnei Nezer that by a get, the Baal, if you want to know if the get is valid or not, the Baal does not have to be present because the Baal is not one of the parties. It's merely, we're trying to ascertain, is this woman usher or mutter to the shuk? But it's not, even though it's relevant to the Baal and will have repercussions, significant ramifications with regards to the Baal, but it's not his din Torah. He's not the the Bala Mumin, so to speak. He's not one of the Bali Dinim here, because he does not own the Isha. So we've seen many Nafkaminas, and if we keep our eyes open throughout the Masechta, this will be coming up over and over. It's kedai to write down when we have a riot to this Shaila, and you can feel free to send it to us, to send us an email with any riots that you come across throughout your tour through the Masechta's Kedushin, a fascinating Gemara, fascinating concept, and of course this has major ramifications with regards to the halachas of Mekach Tois, if there's a Tois in the Kedushin, and with regards to why a husband has to give a get, and why if without his das it won't work. And Bez Hashem, throughout the Masechta, we'll be seeing this Shailuk over and over, and it's really a big mavucha in the Achreinim and the Rishonim. There's many, many rayas each way, and it's something that we want to understand by the end of the Masechta. What is this kinyan of Kiddushin? Is it a kinyan Isser, a kinyan Mamon, both? Is it a hisyachtus of a relationship between Ish v'Isha, and how it plays itself out?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.